Welcome everyone to our chime in call today. I hope the echo is not too bad. We've got a great group in store for you today. The theme of today is going to be Casa Jóvenes. That's youth house, right? And our youth ambassador from Colombia, Janila, is going to be hosting today. And so without any further ado, Janila, take it away. I hand over the talking stick to you.
Okay, just to make another check-in, is that everybody from us just say your name, the organization, and the country, what you're representing.
Why don't you guys start?
So I'm Janila Gozovic. I'm from San Agustin, Colombia. I'm making part of, I'm an ambassador from Chemin. And also I'm making for now the bridge from Casa Jóvenes and Chemin.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Trujillo from Colombia, Cali. I'm part of the Global Ecovillage Network, GEN, and I'm here supporting and representing CASA as the Council of Sustainable Settlements of Latin America.
Wonderful. Let's go up to the top, Nancy.
You say who next?
Me?
Go ahead. We'll have everybody introduce.
Oh, I thought she was going to do her people first. Does that make sense?
Okay, sure. I didn't.
Let's keep going with
Arun.
Okay, good morning everyone. My name is Arun Ruz. I was born in a community in Ecovillage, and I'm part of Ecovillage movement in Mexico. And I'm in Casa Jóvenes since like the beginning in 2013. And for me, it's a great honor to be working with young people in permaculture. Right now I'm studying permaculture in a university, which is like the one of the first universities that has permaculture, and we're like supporting. And yeah, I'm here.
Fantastic. Great to meet you.
Andrea.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andrea. I'm from Colombia as well. I'm here representing part of member of Casa Jóvenes, but I am also here representing Next Gen, which is the youth movement within the Global Ecovillage Movement network around the world. Very, very happy to be here. And thank you, Janila, for making this bridge, and to Kelly, Nancy, everyone from China.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Kimberly.
Hi, good morning, everybody. So my name is Kimberly. I'm from Canada. I am a member of Chime In as a mentor, and I also am the founder and creative director of a new social enterprise called Compass Collective, which focuses on empowering women and children.
Great.
Thank you. Monica.
Hello, everybody. I'm Monica, also from Colombia.
Okay, we'll get back to you, okay?
Nancy!
Okay, hi, I'm Nancy. I am the, I'm with Chime In. I guess I'm in Ohio. Chagrin Falls, Ohio, that's in the United States. And I'm the Juicy Logistics Goddess, or some people would call me the COO.
Oh, well.
Thanks. Nicolas.
Hey everyone, I'm Nicolas, Nicolas Mendez, and I'm calling from Bogota, and I'm a student of Gaia U International, Gaia U Latina, and I am a teacher at a school where we have an orchard, and we plan to intervene the whole pensum, the academic pensum, in order to include and establish in the information and in the activities that the children do, the students do, well, all the ecological concepts that is needed to, in order to be regeneration, social regeneration and environmental regeneration. Ooh. Great to meet you all.
Thank you, Rodrigo.
Hi, I'm not Pamela Mako. I'm Rodrigo. nice to meet everybody. It's been a long time not speaking English, so sorry about that. And I'm from Brazil. My name is Rodrigo Marques, and working on Instituto de Permacultura na LUM. It's been 2 years, and Casa Jovens, representing Casa Jovens since 2 years too. So nice to meet everybody.
Nice to meet you too. Hey, what about Steve Allen? We can't see you, but we can hear you.
Good morning, everybody. This is Steve Allen. I'm also calling and listening from Los Angeles, California, and welcome. I help out with the media on Chime In, and I'm blessed and I'm a lucky guy.
And a wonderful guy.
And a wonderful guy. And I'll say I'm Kelly Sullivan Walden, and I'm the director, co-director, co-founder of Chime In. And bienvenidas. Right? Todos. Let me see, what else? And estoy muy contenta, muy alegre tener ustedes en esta llamada. Estoy muy excitante sobre las cosas que podemos hacer juntos. And so I'm excited. I said welcome to everyone, and I said it all in very broken Spanish. And how excited I am that we're having this call, and I'm excited about the things that we can potentially do together. So, and yet, Janila, I am so proud of you for your passion, and getting to have met you in person and seeing what you are up to. It's so incredible. I think about you and what you do every day, and I'm looking forward to learning so much from you and from all of your friends. So take it away.
Thank you. So I think there are also other two person that still don't say the name. One is Samsung Galaxy
2001.
It's calling from the galaxy.
Yeah.
That's, they get the award. They get the cookie for the farthest away.
All right. Okay, so we can unmute them. Maybe they can't hear. Let me unmute. So is there somebody? ¿Alguien más? ¿Quién quiere encontrarnos? Hello? Do you know who that might be? Somebody who's calling in on a Samsung Galaxy. Okay. Well, somebody who remains to be anonymous until later. If you want to, just chime in when you're ready. Okay, take it away, Janila.
And we have this second one, 6-1.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was Steve.
Oh, that's Steve.
Okay.
Frozen, okay. But that's his voice on that 661.
Okay. Let's go. 6-1. Agenda, what's the agenda today? So the week ago we had a call with Casa Jovenes, and they start to make a document about first the harvest and after the points about to what they want to present to us. And I think I will give the word now to Andrea too, so that she can present herself more on the project so that you can start to know more about it.
Great.
Okay, hello. Well, I would love to share the document with you. So maybe in the chat, I can post the
You can share it. Do you see at the bottom of this, Andrea, at the bottom of your screen, you can hit share screen. So you can easily share. It's next, right next to chat. To the left?
Yeah. I know where the, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kelly. I know where the share screen button is, but I don't know if it would be best because my internet is not so great.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'll do it. I'll post it.
So maybe
I'll share the screen. You got it.
Because you can just, each one can just go to the document if you would like.
Oh, sure.
But anyway.
All right, so I'm putting it here just for fun.
So at the end of the, in the page five, from nine pages, page five, so the first pages are like the memories or the notes that we took from a meeting with Danila. So if you go down, if you, is maybe in Spanish, but maybe if you go down to page five, then we have the document in English.
Okay.
And it's actually what we would like to share with you today. And well, I can start in the sense that we're speaking in regard of Casa Jóvenes as a regional network within NextGen, and also as part of CASA, Casa Continental, which is the
Latina.
Casa Latina. Sorry. Okay. So Jennifer is a representation of Casa Latina, and now so NextGen is sort of the youth arm within GEN, within the Global Eco-Village Network.
Okay.
And we also represent like the five regions, or the continents, which are, so we have the Americas, GENA as North America. We have Casa Jóvenes in South America. We have, sorry, that Genoa, which is Oceania and Asia. We have Africa and Europe.
Wow.
So it's like the all the global eco-village movement condensed, but I represent, I can say that I can represent the international youth arm of each region.
Oh, wow.
So our current situation right now is that it has been about, I think more than 3 or 4 years that NextGen became sort of a region itself, but now it's working.
Sorry, I'm
going
to try to get rid of
groups.
This other document. I want to be able to see everybody at the same time. So I'm going to try to, I'm going to change the share. Can you still see this? I want to be able to see you as we see the documents at the same time. So.
Well, can anybody, because maybe people just individually, you can open the document in your computers.
Good idea. Okay, great. So keep going.
Check.
Okay, so as NextGen, so what we are is that we get together in calls. They were first every 2 months. Now we're doing them every month. So regional representatives from each of the five regions get together. That's the idea, right?
Okay.
So we have two representatives from each region, which is a total of 10 people. But what's happening right now in NextGen is that each region is working very differently. So, I mean, this is also among GEN, something that we're looking at, because we're sort of changing our structure or the platform and way in which we want to get together as unitive stuff, because we work differently. The international group is not very cohesive, that many people, many young people that are part of a regional NextGen group are not coming to the international general group, and many people that are not like part of the GEN parent are coming to the international. So there's quite like a sort of disorganized, a very homogeneous way of working within regions.
Okay.
So what we're suggesting, and the last like the last brainstorm that we did as international representatives, was to have like a platform, and this is where chiming came a very good opportunity as links, because what we were have been discussing is that we could be just a platform of young people within the Global Eco-Village Network in general, so without any individual representation of regions, but just any young people or people working with youth within the Global Eco-Village Network to get together in a platform where we can discuss different topics, when we can have GEN elders come and join and support and help and give mentorships, etc. But this is just very raw for now. So what Danila has told us about chiming, about the mentorships, about being ambassadors, etc. I think it's a great opportunity to start exploring this matter. But this is regarding NextGen. So I know that Monica, are you there?
Oh, Monica, let me.
Monica can also give you like.
Monica, are you there?
I am. Like my connection is really bad. I'm sorry. Do you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you great. I'm trying to mute everybody, just the people that aren't talking, just so because there's some kind of loud background noise. If it's you that's got the background noise, then try to mute yourself. I don't know. It might just be the connection. Oh, nice. I think that was the Samsung. Okay, great. All right.
Sorry, it's me because I it's raining in my this part of
hey,
the
that's
world.
Lovely. We love it. I think that's
but anyway,
that's good background noise. Okay.
Because I gave just like a global of next gen and maybe Monica can go more to the regional part of Casa Holiness.
Guys, hear me? I am.
Uh-oh, where'd she go? Monica? Okay, I think.
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, I hear you, but like it cuts off.
We can hear you now.
Is it my turn to to tell you about Casa Hornets?
Yes, please, Monica.
Okay. So like what we have been working together, like this core group, we are like 8 right now. And it's been like almost 2 years, I think, since we all got like truly, truly involved and began like organizing ourselves. It's been like a really wonderful process. This whole getting organized as a group, and we think we've made really good steps in that direction. So what we seek is to visibilize and articulate the youth movements that are happening across Latin America. We are part of this big web that culture and sustainability. So we want to encourage young initiatives that are already happening to keep going, and also help develop this web of support in order like to inspire all the processes that are happening and give us like strength to continue. We seek a better way to like inhabit this earth and participate in the context we live in. And we see like each young people as a seed that can grow and reproduce like this movement that seeks living like better lives and inhabiting the world in a better place. Like our purpose is to promote gatherings of young people who are searching to live a different life with connection with the abundance that already exists on Earth. We have this the Espejo, that is like a project of a social mm-hmm. gathering with permaculture with young people, and we want to motivate young people throughout Latin America to come together and work towards the same purpose as in a very regional level and also like in a global level. We want to empower the people in our continents to become agents of change, as it's. And like that's the point we are at now. We are going to have like the ECHO. I don't know if
what is that?
About that. The ECHO is what's gonna be the Casa Continentals gathering. There's gonna be like many events in one. It's gonna be the Global Eco Village Network General Assembly, the Casa Latin America General Assembly. And the Brazil Council of Visions. And as Casa Jóvenes, we're going to be dynamizing the Youth Council in the Council of Visions. So right now, like that's one of the most, our most important project is the ECHO. We want to get all of us.
I think she was in the middle of the world important and she picked up in it.
I think she did too. Okay, good. Keep going. Monica, you cut out a little
assembly
bit.
To restructure, reorganize, optimize the youth council. And we have the, hello, do you hear me?
Yes, and a kitty.
Yes. And so that's like our biggest project now. Right now, we're working towards the ECHO, being part of this great event.
The ECHO project.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes. I don't know if Arun or Andre or Rodri want to add something.
I would just want to add something for make it a little bit clear. since before the network of Echo Villages, like the network was born of our gatherings. So like all the Echo Villages of some country come together in a Council of Visions. This happened since like in Mexico, since like 30 years ago started. I've been part of the youth dynamizing part since like I was a young like since 2010. And Colombia has its own gathering, Mexico has its own gathering, and we are trying to empower Brazil to have its own gathering of Eco Village movement. And our role there as youth movement is that, to be there with the young people and to introduce them to. But it's one of the like big issues of this network. It's not just a like digital network. It's we have presence once a year in every country. That's part of our vision as a network.
You physically go there.
That's yeah, awesome. Physically be together. Mm-hmm. And always when we have a Council of Visions, it not only comes people from one country, like it's always been something like international. We want to work locally, but in every gathering, we are working in an eco village with the people around, with the eco villages around in the country network and in the Latin America network. And if comes people from Europe or something, we also organize things of the global network. So these gatherings are like a very important thing for our network in every level. And we as youth people have that that place there of being like new generations, innovation, what we gonna wanna do with this network for us and for future generations. So that's like our role there.
Great, great. I have some questions, but I wanna wait until you guys complete introducing and all of that.
I wonder the rest of people that are working in CASA, they explain like their project and mission in their own country, and also to get them more into the points of what is the reason of this call and what we're gonna do after or
great
join us.
Great.
So, Rodrigo, ¿tú quieres explicar algo de CASA Brasil?
Yeah, it's like not. I'm not actually a part of CASA Brasil in this moment. I'm just representing CASA Jóvenes in CASA Brasil. But yeah, like CASA Brasil in another sales. How I can say that? Circles, sales. I don't know.
Sure.
About from CASA. It's like emerging, like there's like this network CASA is expanding now, and there's some solid cells like Colombia, like Mexico, and it is expanding now, like Brazil, like Ecuador, like Chile, some others countries, and like we as CASA Jóvenes, like we are not just as CASA in general, but actually in CASA Jóvenes, we are not like just in Eco Village working. We are connecting ancestors, cultures with the Eco Village and connecting like all this movement with not just like uniting people to do something for them, but including like inciting in political laws and everything. Like this movement is expanding now, and this is really actually a great moment to contact with Chaimin, because it's the step that we are doing. I think that like this meeting is great for this, you know. So yeah, I think I just wanted to say that like we are not just in Eco Village. We are expanding to ancestral cultures and sustainable settlements. Like this. Thank you. Sorry for my English.
Your English is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would like just to wrap up a little bit about this connection between Jen Casa and Jen Jóvenes. As Aaron said, the process of creating Casa, it's been for, I don't know, around 30 years. It started with strong people coming from Eco Caravans, traveling for around the world, but especially planting the seeds in Latin America. So in 2012, people not only from Eco Villages, but people from urban and rural projects trying to create sustainable settlements and permacultural movements, transition network movements. They gather in a council of visions, a great event to encounter, to see each other's faces, to know who we are, what we are all up to in our different locations. And at that moment, CASA was born, the Council of Sustainable Settlements of Latin America. And then in that moment, CASA was invited to be the extension of the Global Eco Village Network for Latin America. At the same time that exists JENA, which is the Global Eco Village Network of North America, we are CASA. Like the Gen Latina, let's say, but we keep our name because we were born like apart from Yen, from Yen. Casa Jóvenes is the strategy or the arm of this next gen. How do from Gen cultivate an open space for the next generation to empower their leadership skills and develop their own strategies to create the world in which they want to live. And there is a specific budget that comes to NextGen, and NextGen offer some budget to the other regions, NextGen in Genoa, NextGen in North America, NextGen in CASA, which is Latin America. And this replication of the structure and this playground of how to organize themselves, how to live a political organization at the same time that they keep doing the impact locally, whether are in the eco villages where they are, or the towns, whether they are or not in transition, or the cities where the young people are. So this is more or less the relationship between the organizations. In this call, there is people from Gen and from CASA, which is me. There's people who is from Gen, Next Gen at this global level, and from people from CASA, which is the Latin American arm. And hopefully, I hope that this conversation can scale to Next Gen, and this alliance that I see coming can be really built between the whole next gen, not only CASA, but include the young people from other regions of Gen. I just want to say that, and that I'm very, very happy to see Aaron and Monica, Andrea and Rodrigo in this call and to see their power of your presence. I think that this next generation strategy is working. And I'm here to support. So I will keep attending to these meetings or to these calls, just putting myself on service to, whatever you decide to build together between NextGen and Chinin.
Wow. Thank you so much. You're so articulate and so clear. Your English is beautiful.
Todos.
Yeah, todos. Yeah, she's saying igualmente.
Yeah.
So if you had your dream, what would be the best dream for how Chime In could work with you guys? What would be the best thing if you could have your whole dream?
Janila, you are the one who's been dreaming the most. Tell us.
Okay, I know this. I know Casa Jóvenes since 2015, I think. And I just know the people on Soda many times because they're friends. And I always listen to them talking about what they're doing. And I was always really happy to listen to that and listen there is a chance for the next generation to the world and more of this part of sustainability. But yeah, I just feel that they need a lot of help and contacts too. And I just saw the chance because I'm in Chamin and I'm representing Colombia, but also like more the Latin America part and this part where you're street person with Diana Mazariegos from Guatemala and Nicolas. So my idea was first to use call one of Casa Jóvenes to be ambassadors too.
Great.
But also a person that want to be mentors to use like join a bit of them, but then I'll listen to.
Oops.
Both sides. So they just can. Both your opinions really good. So there's something that Casa can offer to and think that they need, and also we can take that opportunity. So it will be more thing now that things Casa Jóvenes will things and their document that they need to grow or what they need to make the next steps.
Right.
And so that we can watch and see what we can, also how we can help them.
Great, great. Okay, so making a document that describes like what you would like, what you would need, maybe some kind of a vision statement. And I love as many of your group becoming youth ambassadors or mentors, depending on what they prefer or their age or what they, you know, whatever you see fit. I think that's great. So I know there's a couple of things that are on my mind. One thing is I know that you and this beautiful group, you have things to teach us that are very important. I have a sense that you have something to teach the larger world. Like, you know, I want to, and this is one reason why I'm very excited that we've got Steve Allen on our call. Steve, I hope you're still listening. Steve is kind of the mentor and support system and also core team member that thinks strategically about how to get everyone's voice out there in the media and how to maybe get a message. So Steve, are you there? I know you're also working at the same time. So if you could hear, we'd love to hear. Anyway, we're recording it and just in case he's gone. And you're muted, by the way, Steve. So if, anyway, hello. Once I can finish talking to him after this call, if he's not able to listen, but we're able to talk about even a press release in some way. Do you know what a press release is? Yeah. So it's like a documento para la media. Para la televisión, las productores, it's like one page that says very clearly something that is very relevant and very important and newsworthy in order to get a specific message out. So it takes a little crafting. Sometimes it's because maybe there's a fire or a flood or because it's because of something really positive. Maybe something with compost toilets that is you know, maybe getting a celebrity involved to, you know, there's something like that that I'd love to, I'm thinking about that. And because I feel like there's a voice, you have something to teach us personally, me personally, and the world. And I think there's maybe a project that we can all do together, something, a place like you were talking about, you all meet in person. I think we would love to have another gathering where we could join you in person.
Come to the Echo.
Yeah.
That's it.
When is the Echo?
It will take place in October from the 6th to the 11th. Okay. We are going to host three different like general assemblies there, but specifically, and I'm very happy that Andrea said that, there will be a space, a protagonic space for the Council of Visions and the Youth Council. And I think it's a great idea that Chaiming can come as an ally and to join the gathering and to host the gathering of Chaiming there. Like, there is a space for it as well. And to get to know CASA, to get to know the people from CASA Jóvenes, and to get to know also some members of gender are going to be present, and to give another round to this issue that we are making. So I think.
And did you say is the gathering in Colombia or where, in Brazil?
It's going to happen in Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just like a really special moment, like for all the network, global network. And yes, it's gonna be in Brasilia, which is my hometown. It's like close from that, like it's gonna be specifically in Chapada dos Veadeiros. It's a small city close from there. And yeah, it's like a really big moment for this network. It's gonna be a great opportunity for you guys to know all this network and all of us. And it's one of the things that we want to like share with you guys, that which is something that we maybe we can help each other, you know. So we as a network, we don't have like really great financial incomes, you know. Mm-hmm. And for us to meet, it's like everybody puts something for like these gatherings happen, you know. So mm-hmm. one of the needs that it's gonna be the Echo, like we really want to everybody of Casa Jóvenes and many of young people join us in this meeting, you know. So this is on the document. If you guys see what do we need, I think this is the third point. And we're gonna get there, you know, like just introducing the subject and inviting you guys because it's a really great moment for to meet. Like,
great. Okay, I think this is something for us to have a deeper conversation about. This is very intriguing, don't you think, Nancy?
I do. I think it'd be nice to be supportive of this for sure.
Yeah, how about you, Kimberly?
Much we can learn because here in our country we've heard of recycling and we've heard of sustainability, but we certainly haven't heard about all the regeneration. You've taken it to another level, and there's so much we could learn and should learn, I think, to do here.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so, Steve, are you there? We see the top of his head. Okay. Great. So is there something that we've got, you know, a few minutes left before the end of this hour. I think it would be great if we could do this again at some point. Our Saturday calls, we usually get more live participation. So maybe on another Saturday call, if not in a couple weeks, in a month, it would be great to do this again. But is there some things that are that feel like they're important to you? If, like, let's just imagine that the whole world was listening right now. And because you never know, it might be. what would you like them to know about you and about what they can do to help to regenerate this planet?
Well, I have something to say. As a global network of eco-village sustainable communities, of course, we are trying to make in every center, in every like cell of this network, we are trying to make permanent culture, regenerative, permaculture. We are doing a lot of things that we want to be to last for generations. We don't want to make a waste culture, and that this is coming from before us. But as youth people and new generations, for us is very, very important to make a global, visible to the world about permaculture, about these models of life in our communities, in our centers for education and everything. And we want to make this movement of permaculture more globally and more people to know. And one of my proposals, and also we were talking that with Janila, is that it will be very beautiful to have like permaculture mentors in Chaimin. So a lot of young people that we are trying to do things in our communities that we already, some of us, we already born in places where our elders had this vision, but we have to make it, give a step. And I think it will be beautiful to have young mentories for young people and also elders from permaculture projects, because that will be beautiful to show to the world that I'm Chaimin is supporting young people for resilient communities, for permaculture designing, for their villages, for their neighborhoods, for everything. So permaculture is like a global proposal. It's like a global proposal for the world, and we have to make it more visible as a network. And we are trying to do that in every way we can, because that is the heart of eco-villages and communities and regenerative projects, is this permanent culture, is no waste, is no organic in waste in the water, because we don't want our seas to be acids. We want them to be salty and with everything that they need. So compost, all of that solutions are part from permanent culture, are part from what we are trying to live. So making that visible and helping to make a global network of mentory also for that kind of projects is what we were talking with Janila before she was even in the quest. Like, she was talking to me that, and I think that's a key for the world and youth people. So
how wonderful. As you're talking, Arun, I'm envisioning, and I don't, maybe there's a movie or a video or several that you can send that you recommend, but I was imagining what I would like to see is a day in your life or a day in several people's lives, like from the moment you wake up, how you wake up. Do you wake up because the birds are chirping, do you like when you go to the bathroom, I want to see the toilet. Is it, you know, the compost toilet? I want to see when you take a shower, what the, you know, what kind of water that is, what kind of soap you use, what kind of towel you use. Yeah. And then, you know, I want to see like a whole day, maybe, you know, all of you here. I don't know. Maybe it's a movie. My husband is a filmmaker, but maybe you guys can make a film If there is, maybe there's already a film, but I want to see that. And I feel like that would teach so much. So
it is so much more efficient to have young people that were born in these communities and projects showing how they are living than having our fathers or others like, oh, you know, here we make all this, whatever, you know, it's so much like people really can get on, like watching Andrea, watching Rodrigo, watching these people, like showing how we live and our projects. And our projects need a lot of resources, but we are making it from our relations, whatever. If global networks can help us, that's great. But we have been keeping this network and this movement with our hearts and volunteers. So we have to make it visible, and it can be a lot of hope in showing youth people, showing how we are living.
I love that. I see a big, beautiful smile. What's that smile? She likes this idea. Jen host. Okay.
So, Andrea, you're speaking to me. Sorry.
Yes. I'm
very, very happy. I'm very happy about this call. Great.
I am too, and I think this is a great, this is a...
Can I share a bit?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry, I took my video off because my internet is getting slow.
Sure,
but I'm
no
very
problem.
Excited, very happy about what Arun is saying, and he just, it makes my heart smile, really, because just the question that you asked about what would it be that we want to share to the world, for example, and it's like, it's really shining on what's really happening, because it's very big. I mean, this is a huge movement. For me, it's really different now to go to the city. I mean, I'm immersed in the mountains, very grateful for the internet, of course.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about also your suggestion of, about this movie, because actually today I just woke up and my bath, my shower was with the rain, for example, and it's beautiful. And I know it can be very weird for many people, but it's really big what's happening, and it's really out there, and we're a lot, and every day we're more. And it's not just with really looking after how are we living, how are we building, how are we educating ourselves, how are we looking after each other and our health, our well-being, and our spiritual well-being, which is mainly for me the most important first piece of transformation, like really starting from within, like changing our own habits, what is it that we're feeding, what feelings, what thoughts, and mainly just joining and gathering with more people that have this mindset, and really tuning in this huge, massive movement that's going on. It's fantastic. So it's just a big like welcoming word. And also opening up this huge door for all the people to really want to live differently and really want to give their service to the Mother Earth and to their fellow families and communities. It's an opportunity to join and to meet us.
Thank you, Andrea. As you speak, are you guys familiar with the book, The Tipping Point? Yeah, Nicholas? It's called The Tipping Point. It's a book that inspired, it was a book that I read right before I started the Dream Project, which has led to Chime In. And there is a section in the book, it's written by Malcolm Gladwell, and he talks about trends, global trends, economic trends, fashion trends. And he said that when change happens, it's one factor is young people, and because they eventually it gets into the major cities. So if you affect, so I'm picturing in your movie about a day in your life, there being somebody that lives in New York City or Los Angeles or both that's following you around, and then they do something in their city, like Nancy's talking about, you know, in Ohio, how can we do this here? Because the moment you can take something that young people are doing and then bring it some way to the city and then make it cool, because all of you guys are so beautiful and you're so, it's like, I want to follow you around. Everybody would want to be like you, dress like you, walk like you, talk like you, listen to the music you listen to, take a bath in the rain. It's how you make it cool. And then everybody wants that. And then it becomes uncool to do it any other way. So I'm excited because I feel the, you know, the word, it's a German word, Zeitgeist. It's where like everybody gets it. They wake up and they go, oh, we all have to do this thing. So anyway, it's after the top of the hour, but I want to give you an opportunity, Janila, to wrap up, but I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, el fondo de mi corazón. And I feel like siento como es la entrada, where this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship and collaboration. I'm very excited. I feel like the timing is very good. And Janila, I'd like to hand it to you to close up. But on behalf of everyone that we represent, I thank you for the work that you do and the way that you do it. And I want to support you and encourage you to keep going. And I can't wait to meet you all. Okay, Janila.
So at the moment, just have a big smile. I'm really happy that you finally meet each other. I don't know, I see a lot of motivation and changes. And I know that in this point, we're creating a lot of things that will change the world too. Mm-hmm. So yes, thank you all a lot for this and for your time. So I will please talk after you, Kelly. Mm-hmm. I love it. And also with Casa Jóvenes, so that we can plan to the next call.
Great. And just as a little aside, Kimberly, I hope Kimberly, one of the things that she's passionate about is fashion. Nancy is also passionate about fashion too. Finding a way to tie in the fashion aspect of this in order to also reach mainstream. And so I feel like there's many layers to this. And Cam, I see that you've joined us. Is there anything you'd like to say as we close out? I don't know if you can hear. Going once, going twice, going three times. All right, you guys. So let's end with, Cam, want to say hi? Okay. So everybody, if you do join me, please point at yourself and say, I am the change.
I am the change.
Point at somebody else. Say, you are the change.
You are the change.
We are the change.
All around the world. We are the change.
We are the change.
Go be the change.
Thank you.
Mwah. Mwah. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
Yes. Gracias.
Thank
gracias.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
I hope
bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao.